Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 181, entitled, Will You Reject Him Also? This morning I am reading the book of John and want to speak on some things. As men and women of God, we will be rejected. I experience this at work continually. This blatant disregard is used as a weapon by many to discourage you, to make you feel inadequate, so I want to encourage you. Pastor Donna Mosley gave me many eye-opening revelations in a recent sermon. This is important because we tend to internalize these spiritual weapons of destruction. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7 of the King James Version. The video is entitled, The Problem with Relationships. We have to discern the spirits that we interact with. Even when many seem to want to be with you, you must seek the truth in clarity. The sixth chapter of the book of John starts with Jesus feeding a crowd of about 5,000 men with five loaves of barley and two small fish. Now pay attention. When they had eaten enough, he said to his disciples, Gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be lost. So they gathered them up and they filled 12 large baskets with pieces from the five barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. John chapter 6, verses 12 to 13 of the Amplified Version. Firstly, do you understand that when Jesus fed them, it was impossible for them not to be full? Just as the widow who gave the two mites, Jesus will always give out of the abundance of his heart. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Remember the man who was told to sell his possessions and he would have treasure in heaven? He gave up all that he had, as long as it didn't disrupt or inconvenience him in any way. Secondly, look at the actions of the people that he fed. Look at how much they wasted. This is confirmed by the Lord. Jesus answered, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, you have been searching for me not because you saw the signs or attesting miracles, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures and leads to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For God the Father has authorized him and put his seal on him. John chapter 6, verses 26 to 27 of the Amplified Version. Now I have to point this out continually. For those who think that the ancestors will rise up to save them, they were asking Jesus for a sign. They were aware that their fathers ate manna from heaven, and they still attributed it to Moses. This is how Jesus responded. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. John chapter 6, verse 49 of the King James Version. Let me stop for a minute. Many will know and act like they don't, just like they knew while they were wandering in the desert seeing God's glory. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience as those who died in the wilderness. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 of the Amplified Version. Don't be that person. Understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 35 of the King James Version. This is why rejection is dangerous. God chooses whom he will. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? John chapter 6, verse 42 of the King James Version. It is written, For many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14 of the King James Version. Now I am going to prove that this is done without partiality. Even though he knows all, even who will reject him, this is by choice. Number one. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, giving him the desire to come to me, and I will raise him up from the dead on the last day. John chapter 6, verse 43 of the Amplified Version. Number two, many want to be coddled, never coming to the realization that it is not about them. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, This is a difficult and harsh and offensive statement. Who can be expected to listen to it? John chapter 6, verse 60 of the Amplified Version. They chose to reject him. Number three, Jesus answered them, Did I not choose you, the 12 disciples? And yet one of you is a devil or ally of Satan. John chapter 6, verse 70 of the Amplified Version. Because that is who you are when you choose to reject Jesus. There is no straddling the fence. So know that you will be rejected, whether by a person or a people. You have been warned, but woe unto them that reject you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than that city. Mark chapter 6, verse 11 of the King James Version. Now the Amplified Version includes this: breaking all ties with them because they rejected my message. So for the rejected, remain hopeful. Don't fret. Separate yourselves from the unclean things and remember this: therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who by faith has testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 of the Amplified Version. Did you get that? Let me put this in perspective for you with the next two verses that is often left out. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You have not yet struggled to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 to 4 of the Amplified Version. As I am closing, the Spirit is speaking to us when we are lonely and discouraged and feeling forsaken. Remember Elijah and how God comforted him in 1 Kings chapter 19, assuring him, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Verse 18. Let me tell you something. I could have gone off failing the test, right where the devil wanted me. I was concerned for how my father saw me and my representation of him. I sought his face and he answered me. Intimacy is relevant. We have believed and confidently trusted, and even more we have come to know by personal observation and experience that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Son of the Living God. John chapter 6, verse 69 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. I humbly offer you a 3-course meal as the Lord gives me to share with you. But I will share with you a 5-course meal as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. So I will be including links to the Master's Voice Prophecy blog here and at benevolentwoman.com. Thank you again for joining me here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you. Thank you.